was just crying, crying. And I said, what's the problem? He said, well, my friend had some candy and he didn't give me.
Well, that didn't give me none. I think we hear less of that than we used to. Now, probably didn't give me any.
Say, you know, these things that are cut out when you plow, you call those
furrows?
And if a farmer expects to have a good yield, he says that he raised a big
crop, bumper crop.
You have a piece of land that's got a lot of shrubs and trees on it, and you want to put it in cultivation, you'd say you did one to it.
Cleared it.
Heard people using particular names for a piece of land that's just been cleared.
New ground.
Yeah. Or say if a farmer was planting his crop, something came up that he didn't plant, what would you call that?
Something that volunteered.
Did you call that a name for it? So do you call it a volunteer crop?
I don't recall anything like that.
Okay. So right after you have cut the hay off the field first time, when it comes back up the second time, is that called anything?
I just describe it as new growth, second growth. I don't know any particular name for
it. Second cutting, something like that.
Probably, yeah, second cutting.
Has any wheat ever been grown around here?
Oh, yeah.
So after you cut the wheat, you tie it up into a...
Well, shocks, what they used to put it in, but they don't do that here anymore.
Before it was shocked, was anything done to it?
Well, they tied it in a little bundle, and then they stacked these bundles together. I guess that's the shock. I don't know what they call that when they tied it up in a bundle.
Just off the top of your head, how much corn an acre would you suppose would be a pretty good yield?
Well, they used to think 20 or 30 bushels to an acre was a good yield, but now they'll get 60 bushels to an acre, I think.
So you were talking about what is this grain that horses like to eat?
Corn, oats.
Talking about oats, what do you say you did to oats to separate the grain from chaff?
Well, thrashed, I guess would be that. There's a phrase, winnowing, but I don't know if that's a local phrase or not.
Does it mean the same thing?
Well, winnowing, I think, is done by a flat tray where folks was rather crude would throw it up into the air and let the wind blow through it. But in a machine, it's really blown by an air blast, but it's a mechanical air, not the wind.
I'll ask you a few questions having to do with pronouns. Say if we have to do a job together, you say that not just one of us has to do it, but...
Both of us.
Or another way of saying that, you might say that man have to do this.
He and I have to do that.
Or if you're talking
we have to do it.
Or if you're talking to me specifically, you say that...
You and I have to do it, yeah.
Or say if you would go in over somebody's house and you knocked on the door and you knew that they'd recognize the sound of your voice. A way of identifying yourself without using your name. You might say, oh, the door is just...
It's just me. I guess it's...
Or say if you were inside the room and a fellow came over that you were expecting, he knocked on the door, and you the rest of them would recognize the sound of his voice, you'd say, without using his name, open the door, it's just...